Charlene, I bet you're daydreaming about the baby, aren't you?
No, actually, I was thinking about this Western we watched last night. Had about 50 covered wagons in it. Took them 3 months to get to California. And not once did a single child ask to go to the bathroom.
Well, I was close.
Well, I mean, the only reason we were watching is because our cable went out and we only get two stations. And the other one was this documentary about this real rare bird. And the announcer said that every year two eggs are laid, but only one reaches maturity. And they never told what happened to the other egg. I hate it when they do that.
Hey, did Bill finally get that swing set put together that Suzanne bought?
Yeah, but just about killed him. He didn't even start on the merry-go-round. I mean, Suzanne has completely lost control. I mean, every day it's a new gift. I'm beginning to feel like this is her baby, not ours.
Well, you know how Suzanne gets obsessed about things. Too bad Noelle ran away. That used to take up a lot of her time.
Yeah, well, I'm going to find that pig if I have to put her picture on a milk carton.
I mean it. I've about had it. And now she's giving me this, you know, name your baby book. Now, I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but, you know, it just kind of ruins it for me when they tell you what every name means. Like, I've always liked the name Terrence, but in here, it says it means watchful scavenger. Well, I guess that takes care of Terrence. I mean, who wants a son who's just sitting around waiting for people to put out their trash?
Gee, I don't care. You did fill out an application. I am not interested in being a candy striper at the hospital.
Well, it would certainly be a lot better than sitting around moping over a missing pig.
Gee, I was just going to come over to the Hoffmans to meet you.
I know, but Suzanne needs a ride over here since her car's in the garage. She wants to pick up that marble top table I'm giving her.
That's right. And since I just lived three houses down from the Hoffmans, it was no trouble at all to pick me up.
Suzanne, I did not say it was trouble. I just said I was in the middle of supervising painters, and you could have walked over to where I was.
That's right, Julia, I could have. But like I told you, I do not enjoy walking. Yes, of course, I also happen to be shopping. Charlene, this is for you.
Oh, Suzanne, please, no more baby clothes. I mean, we're running out of closet space.
Oh, it's not that much. It's just some stuff with the layette.
What layette?
The one I'm having delivered this weekend. Now, don't you worry. I just got it on approval, so if you don't like it, we can just send it right back.
Oh, Suzanne, I appreciate all the gifts. Really, I do. I mean, we just love the Mother Goose Book of the Month Club and all the stuffed animals, but really, it's just too much.
What do you mean?
Suzanne, she means it's too much. As usual, you're going overboard. Now, I know you have a lot of love and attention to give, but just because you don't have your pig anymore is no reason for you to make Charlene's baby your pig.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm not trying to make anybody my pig. I'm just being a good friend, and anyway, I love babies, and I'm good with them, so why shouldn't I help Charlene raise hers?
Oh, my gosh, now she's going to help me raise it?
Suzanne, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you don't know the first thing about raising children.
Just for your information, Julia, I must be doing something right because I am beloved by animals and children everywhere. And quite frankly, I don't notice any animals and children beating any of your doors down. So, if you'll excuse me, I'll just be going upstairs now to check on my table.
Exactly what animals and children are you referring to?
Just all kinds. I mean, I'll have you know that people bring their dogs to my yard all the time. And children are constantly knocking on my door asking for money, Godiva chocolates, old jewelry.
Sugar Bakers? Yes, she is. Mask who's calling?
Belva McPherson.
Belva McPherson? Are you kidding? Are you sure?
I think so. Who is she?
Belva McPherson is the richest, snottiest person that I have ever known in my whole life. Why, she never even spoke to me in high school. Why would she be calling me now? I don't want to talk to her. Tell her I'm not here.
Mary Jo, I've already told her you're here.
Oh, I can't believe this. I can't stand her. Hi, Belva. How are you? Well, that has been, hasn't it? Uh-huh. Oh, you're kidding. Friday? What time? Great. Well, it'd be great to see you, too. Uh-huh. I look forward to it. Bye. Can you believe that? She's coming to Atlanta and wants to have lunch with me.
What on earth did this person do to you?
Well, for starters, she stole every boyfriend I ever had or tried to. Her daddy was the richest man in town. She was an only child. 16, she got a blue GTO convertible. Her homecoming queen gown was designed by Edith Head. For graduation, she got a cruise around the world.
Edith Head?
She was a friend of Belva's mother's in college.
Edith Head? That's pretty big stuff. I mean, she designed for Lana Turner and Rita Hayworth, for Pete's sake.
Charlene, that's not the point.
I know that. but it's interesting.
So, if this Belva person had so much, what'd she want with your boyfriends?
Well, you know, that was something that I could never figure out. I mean, it was almost like she kind of enjoyed kicking my teeth in. I mean, you know, it wasn't like my family was poor or anything, but she always made me feel like that. I mean, my family had a Chevrolet station wagon, and my homecoming dress came from Miss Kendra's teen and tot shop, and for graduation, I got to take six girls over to Howard Johnson's for clams. I'll never forget what fun Belva made of that.
Well, she must be crazy. They're known for their clam.
I'm going to go down ahead of you, Anthony, and you be careful. Are you sure you can handle that?
I can handle it, Suzanne. If you just get out of my way.
Well, I am going as fast as I can, Anthony. I mean, after all, I am wearing high heels, and I am not a gymnast.
How much that table weigh, anyway?
With this marble top, about 200 pounds.
Oh, my gosh, well, you be careful, and don't let it fall on me.
Now, Anthony, why are you carrying that all by yourself? You should have asked for some help.
Well, you're gonna kill yourself?
I'll be okay, except for having to walk on my knees.
Anthony, be careful.
Oh, ow, my back.
All right, now,
look out.
Ow,
Do you think you've sprained something?
Uh-huh. My entire body.
Yes, well, he did pay his health insurance. I cannot believe you would cancel someone for paying one day late. Tell me, did you, by chance, used to work at the Department of Motor Vehicles? I'm sorry, Anthony. Looks like it's going to take a while to get this health insurance thing straightened out.
Good, then it's all settled. He's staying with me.
Oh, no, Suzanne. That's way too much trouble.
Oh, Anthony, I told you, it's no trouble at all. I've got five huge guest rooms. You can take your pick. And Consuelo will be around when I'm not there. And I'll get Dr. Critchlow in, take a look at you. And then there's Orlando, my masseuse. You just won't believe his hands. Well, I guess we better be going. I'll just ride up front with you two if that's all right, and that way I can give you directions.
Oh. Bye-bye, Anthony.
Now, don't you worry. We'll come visit.
Try to get some rest now.
Excuse me. You know, I've never ridden in an ambulance before, and I was just wondering, do you think we could turn that little red thing on? I mean, not the whole way, but just as we're going past the country club.
Well, you don't have to worry anymore, Charlene.
What do you mean?
Looks like Suzanne's got her new pig.
Anthony, add Consuelo make you filet mignon. I thought it'd be a nice change after all that Mexican and Italian she fixed yesterday. And here is your special dessert. Chocolate syrup popsicle. I made it myself. So, how do you feel?
Like a big fat tick.
Just relax. And you remember what Dr. Critchlow said about not moving for at least a week. Now, I'm just going to cut up your steak for you. But I want you to chew it better than you did last night. I don't want Consuela having to do that Heimlich thing again. I don't think that's good for your back. Listen, if you don't mind, I'm just going to turn the TV off. It's just the news, and I saw that yesterday.
Suzanne, if you don't mind, if it's not too much trouble, when you get a chance, do you think you could go by my apartment and get some of my own pajamas? Not that I don't appreciate this smoking jacket.
Now, don't be silly. You just look wonderful. But actually, you know, I was thinking that when the yard man gets here this afternoon, he could help you change into your new denim jumpsuit. Just for a change of pace.
Mm-hmm. Suzanne, do you think I could use the phone?
Is it a toll call?
Of course you can use the phone.
But you know, you're supposed to be resting, so I'll just make the call for you. Now, what's the number?
911.
911. You want information? Well, Abby, that is just silly. I mean, I could have Consuelo look a number up for you.
Never mind. I just wanted to call one of my neighbors and have my papers stopped.
Oh, I had that done days ago.
You did?
Yes, of course. Everybody thinks I am such an airhead, when actually I'm a very organized and responsible person. I mean, that's why I make these lists all the time. I even used to make lists for my dolls, you know, like clothes inventory and the last time they had their hair combed, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I've been making up a little list right here of all the things for you to do so you don't waste any of your time when you're down on your back.
Oh, Suzanne, you're just doing way too much.
Don't be silly. I just love it. You know, since you're just lying there, I should have my manicures come by, give you a manicure and a pedicure. I bet you never had one, have you?
No, I haven't.
Then the faceless is coming later on this afternoon. We may as well just have her exfoliate you.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's nothing. She just takes all your dead skin off. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, since you're just laid up like that, we may as well just do a complete makeover. In fact, I'm going to get my little book right now and call Mr. Donnie. You know, have you ever thought about having your hair put into those African braids? You know, like Stevie Wonder, you wouldn't even have to get up. You could just lie there while Mr. Donnie does you. And then, if it turns out good, we could have your picture made.
Sugarbakers. Anthony? Anthony, is that you?
Help me.
Both the new marble tile, the garden room looks incredible. Bet the Hoffmans won't even recognize it.
Charlie, I think I'm gonna go home and change my clothes.
Why? You look darling.
I do not look cheap and stupid. And Belle was gonna be calling any minute, and I hate this hat. It looks like something Neil Diamond wore in that movie where he was a canter. I'm not going. Julia was right. I mean, why should I go out to lunch with somebody who always tries to make me feel inadequate? I mean, even after 15 years, I mean, I don't owe her anything except maybe a fat lip.
You want to impress her. It's too bad you don't live here. I mean, this is impressive.
It is. Hello? Hi, Velva. No, no. I was just talking about you. Did you just get in? Uh-huh. Did you give you the number? Did she tell you where I was? Oh, she didn't. Well, then I need to give you my address, don't I? Well, I'm at home now, but I sure would like you to come by and see my house before we go out to lunch. Uh-huh. It's 2933 Crestwood Drive, right about a half mile off Tuxedo Road, right where you just came in. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you, too. Bye, Belva.
Are you crazy? I can't believe you did that.
I can't either. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Well, okay, I mean, if she's coming over here, we better get rid of all these family pictures for
one thing. Oh, right. Good point. Now, listen, we can do this. We just need to think about this for a minute. It's only for a couple hours. We can pull this off. The trouble is, I'm a terrible liar, and so are you.
Oh, no.
You know how I just go on and on trying to make it more and more believable until it's not believable at all. So the main thing is, we just have to keep it simple. Nick. You just say that you are a wealthy pregnant friend who stopped by on her way to Lamaze class to wish me well while I'm off to Madrid to meet my lover, who is a handsome, well-established commercial architect.
Can't I just be your next-door neighbor?
Well, your home is just lovely, Mary Jo. But I must say it's not exactly what I expected. I mean, it just doesn't seem quite your taste.
Oh, really? How exactly did you picture my taste?
Oh, I don't know. That's hard to say. Maybe a little more scaled down.
Scaled down. Isn't that hysterical, Charlene? Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
I guess that's just because you don't know me very well, Belva. I mean, if there's really one thing that I'm not, it's scaled down. Right, Charlene?
That's right. You know, this portrait of this woman has been in 6 different rooms. Is she a relative?
Yes, no, she is. On Ted's side.
Well, it's just so huge. I just can't believe you don't have one of yourself.
Well, we have so many of her, I just didn't really see the need. We were very close. She died. It wasn't a tragic death or anything, you know, just a regular one. Still, it was a death.
These must be your children?
Yes, that's Claudia and Quint. Mm.
Now, their pictures are so small.
Well, her children are small.
Well, I don't like to have them photographed very much, you know, kidnappings. Well, I'm just starved. Why don't we go have lunch?
Belle, it was real nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you, Charlene. It was nice meeting you, too. And, you know, I am having such a nice time that I've just decided to change my plans.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's all right with you, Mary Jo, since you have this big, wonderful house, I'm just going to stay and spend the night with you.
Oh, Julia, I just can't thank you enough for doing this for me. How long you think it'll be before they reinstate my insurance?
Well, Anthony, it usually takes 2 weeks, but I'm going to do my best to speed it up. Have you done something new to your hair?
Oh, this Mr. Donnie came over and fixed it. He wanted to braid it, but I said no. Then he started crying. I'm telling you, Julia, I don't think I can make it 2 weeks. You got to get me out of here. Suzanne's got people fixing my hair, manicuring my nails. The yard man dresses me up in little outfits. It's like I'm her Ken doll.
I'm going to have a talk with her. Where is she?
Oh, she went out to buy an electric keyboard for my piano lessons. Hey, come to think of it, didn't she try to teach that pig how to play the piano?
I'm sure she did, Anthony. Suzanne gets obsessed with whatever project is at hand. Do you remember Lee Singh? That little girl, she would just keep him for a few days, and then she ended up trying to run off with her. When she first got that pig, it was just a pet. Then she started dressing it up, driving around with the top down in the convertible. Next thing I know, that pig's name is on the mailbox. She goes too far.
Listen, if you can't get me into a hospital, just get me home. No kidding. I'm exhausted. I haven't slept in days. And every night, I have to eat these 5-course theme meals that go on for hours.
Theme meals?
Yeah, you know, like from different countries. And she won't let any of my friends come to see me because she says I have to rest. Then she keeps me up all night, showing me her beauty routine, watching TV, looking through her scrapbooks. Last night, she told me the story of each one of her separate tiaras. Oh, this is worse than being in prison. It's like that movie, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? And I'm James. I'm telling you, Julia, I can't take anymore. You got to help me. I heard her talking to her faceless on the phone. And tonight, if you don't do something, they're gonna exfoliate me.
So anyway, Dean and I used to like to take the kids down to our home in Puerto Vallarta, but then it just got so touristy.
Oh, I know. That's the main reason I never built there.
Gosh, isn't it nice to put our feet up, get out of our clothes and into our robes?
Yes, it sure is.
Why shouldn't your kids be home by now?
They're spending the night with their dad.
Mary Jo, I just stopped by to drop off the shade for that lamp.
Oh, Julia, how sweet of you. Belva, I want you to meet my dear friend and decorator, Julia Sugarbaker. You know, the one I sometimes do a little consulting for.
Yes, we spoke on the phone. How do you do?
Hello.
I sure wish that you could stay and have a glass of wine with us, but I know how terribly busy you are.
Mary Jo, I'm sorry. I don't...
Charlene, look who's here. Julia, you remember my next-door neighbor, Charlene Stillfield?
Hello. Hello, Charlene.
Gee, it's a shame you have to go. Now we have enough for bridge.
Bridge?
Oh, yes. I'm going to be spending the night here with Mary Jo.
Oh, I see. Mary Jo, do you think I could have a word with you and your next-door neighbor in the kitchen? You know, I have a pretty good idea what's going on here, so I'm not even going to ask. I just want to say you picked the right neighborhood because Suzanne is just 3 houses down and you're all 3 wacko! Now, I don't want to argue about it. I don't even want to know how you're going to do it. Just want to say you have 30 minutes to figure out why no one is spending the night in this house. Got it?
Help me. Are Julia, Charlene, or Mary Jo around?
Yeah, they're in the kitchen.
Anthony! Oh, my gosh, are you all right?
What happened?
Nothing. I just hurled myself out of bed down the steps and then I crawled out the front gate. Suzanne doesn't know that I'm gone yet. That faceless is over there. I heard him talking in the bathroom. They're gonna inject me with collagen. Please, you got to help me.
Mr. and Mrs. Hoffman. Oh, my goodness. We didn't expect you until late tomorrow.
Obviously. What is going on here?
I'm deeply sorry. Against a billion to one odds, I seem to have three friends who have all gone insane at the same time.
Mary Jo, what are you doing in my robe?
You're kidding. You have one like this, too?
I'm calling the police.
Oh, no, please don't do that. We can explain everything. And your family pictures are in the dirty clothes hamper.
I don't care what happens. I'm not going back there. Tonight is Austrian night, and Consuela is cooking potato pancakes, and Suzanne told the yard man to dress me up in lederhosen. No way, man. I'm not going to wear those things. I can't take anymore. Please don't make me go. I'm begging. Oh.
Forgive me. Where are my manners, everyone? This is a friend of ours from down the street, Anthony Bouvier. The Hoffmans liked their garden room so much that they decided not to sue us. Of course, they're not going to use us again either.
What happened to your friend?
Oh, Belva. Well, basically, she's never speaking to me again.
Yes, and since she was so nasty and didn't have a hotel reservation, we decided to put her up at Suzanne's for the night.
Well, I hope you gave her the Baby Jane suite.
We did. She left about 6 a.m. Suzanne had that seance person over, and they kept Belva up all night trying to contact dead rich people.
You know, Suzanne has a whole life that we don't even know about. Where is she anyway?
Well, that's what we wanted to tell you, Anthony. I did finally get Suzanne interested in another project, but it may be a little closer to home than you would have liked.
What do you mean?
Hi, Anthony. Isn't it incredible? I signed up to be a candy striper, and they assigned me to your floor. Now we can be together for the whole week. Excuse me.